Coming up on today's episode, we're going to talk about the latest in the NFL franchise tags, who got tagged, who may be on the move, and who's going to get their new deal. Because, you know, that's the point of the franchise tag. And we're going to talk about Russell Wilson, the Denver Broncos breakup. Does he really have anything left in the tank? And also, who really is going to go number one? All that more coming up. All right, everybody, welcome to Sports Talk from the Crib. I'm your host, Tanner Christian. And on today's episode, like I said, we're going to talk a lot of NFL. You know, usually around this time last year, anyways, we got that big blockbuster trade. Remember the Bears and Panthers? You know, Bears trading the number one overall pick and getting DJ Moore and multiple picks in the deal. And the Panthers selected Bryce Young. Now the Bears, they got the number one overall pick again. Are they going to move the pick or are they going to stick with it? And will Justin Fields be on the move? You know, we'll get into, like, you know, all the NFL franchise tags. There's been a lot of deals happening. And breaking news literally happened as I'm recording this episode of players getting their deals despite being franchise tags, so they're able to work out a deal. We'll get into a whole bunch of it. And also, the Russell Wilson thing. My goodness. Does he have anything left in the tank or not? We'll get into the big discussion about that and how I feel. You know, remember, if you're new, first time joining here, remember, new episodes are airing every Tuesday and Friday. We're available on all streaming platforms, as well on the website, sportstalkfromthecrib.com, where you can stream the podcast on there and check out the latest what's going on in the show. And also, follow us on social media. We're at Feel the Heat Entertainment. It's Feel the Heat ENT. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and X. So give us a follow and subscribe to those networks. So let's topics of the day. We're going to get into the franchise tag. I'm going to list through everybody that got tagged recently, and the few of them actually have gotten new deals, and I think some may get traded. So we'll get to start off with that. The Colts franchise tag, their wide out, Michael Pittman Jr. You know, he had 109 receptions last year, so they didn't want to lose him. Gardner Minshew filled in. They got Anthony Richardson coming back. You know, he was the rookie that only played like a couple games last year for him. No, so the franchise tag is $21.8 million this year for wide receivers. So they're going to bring Michael Pittman Jr. back, hopefully pair him. Jonathan Taylor is fully healthy again, so they didn't want to lose one of their big pass-catching guys. You know, they got some young talent on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see how Anthony Richardson develops, so that was a big move by them. The Pats, they transition-tagged their safety, Kyle Duggar, which is $13.8 million. Which means the transition tag is a little different from the franchise tag. So by using the transition tag on him, whoever offers, you know, him a contract, the Patriots are going to have the right to match it if they so choose. The Bucs franchise tag safety Antoine Winfield Jr. That tag is $17.1 million. They didn't use it on Baker Mayfield because that's just way too much. I think it was almost like $38 million now because the QB market's just gone way up. And they were able to sign Mike Evans to that three-year $52 million extension. And so that freed up, you know, they got him back. Now they're going to work on, you know, bringing Baker Mayfield back, which I think they should. He played very well for them. And it was just a smart option to franchise tag the safety Antoine Winfield in terms of picking there, like money value. The Bears, they franchise tag cornerback Jalen Johnson to that was $19.8 million. But now there's been an update. So he did end up signing now a four-year $76 million deal and includes $54 million guaranteed. So he's one of the few that got the franchise tag, but they were also able to work out a deal within a few days, literally a few days later. The Jaguars, they signed Josh Allen to the franchise tag. Well, they're not signing him yet, but they placed it on him. $22.748 million for everyone. Book it down. To the tentacles, they can't lose Josh Allen. They got to pair him with Trayvon Walker, who's coming along a little bit. Started, you know, he had a few good games, so Josh Allen's really going to help with his development, so that's a good move by the Jaguars. The Ravens franchise tag, defensive tackle Justin Madubuike, which was $22.102 million. And now, this is literally breaking news. I was when they recorded this, popped up. He has agreed to a 4-year, $98 million deal to be a Raven. And so the franchise tag will get removed. That includes $75.5 million in guarantees, $53.5 million at signing. So it's a huge deal for Justin Madubuike. He led a team in sacks, and, you know, he was just all over the place, you know, for them last year. It's a big piece of their, you know, great number one ranked defense. The Panthers, they placed a tag on outside linebacker Brian Burns, $24 million. They may trade him. Remember the Rams offered them 2 first-round picks for Brian Burns? That's looking like a good, would have been a good deal now, right? He's a great player. I think he's kind of gets underrated a little bit, thrown on the microscope because he's in Carolina. I assume he, you know, he may get traded. Be on the lookout for some trade partners, maybe circling around as we get closer to the draft for Brian Burns. The Chiefs placed their franchise tag on cornerback Ladarius Snead, decided to do that instead of Chris Jones. That franchise tag was $19.802 million. The Bengals, wide receiver T. Higgins, he was the first one we heard about in the, when it first got announced, but when they were able to franchise tag, it was $21.816 million. The Bengals are going to do it for T. Higgins. I guess they left it on the table that he may too possibly be on the trade market, but I wouldn't put him out there. I think you got to run it back another time with him and Jamar. Before you pay Jamar Chase, you know, I think it's best to keep T. Higgins on the team when Joe Burrow come back from the injury. Just run it back one more time and see how that works. But there's all the franchise tag. You know, not much. You know, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 total. Make it 7 because 2 of them already have, you know, agreed to actually deals after the franchise tag happened. And that's what I kind of predicted. I didn't see the franchise tag being put on a lot of players this offseason. I was kind of hitting at like 6, 7, you know, players, but it ended up being 7 players because, you know, the other 2 were able to work out a deal a little after the deadline now. So, you know, these teams, I feel like they had to. There's going to be a lot of key free agents happening. You know, Christian Wilkins didn't get the franchise tag from Miami. He's be a sought-after free agent. You know, you got Patrick Queen, linebacker from the Ravens. He's going to be a free agent. You know, there's some big-time talented defensive guys that are going to be on the defensive side of the ball, free agents, as well as offensive linemen and other wide receivers. I mean, running backs. None of them got a franchise tag, obviously, because they don't want to pay any running backs anymore. So they're all free agents now. And possibly, you know, they left the door open. A lot of these teams are announcing. Even Titans, they're leaving it open for Derrick Henry. Giants leaving it open for Saquon Barkley. You know, a lot of rumors going to be happening. And as we get closer to the draft, going to see a lot more rumors, and free agency starts again next week. So that's be very intriguing time in the NFL. Okay, now let's get into this Russell Wilson. You know, here's my thoughts about this whole mess. They cut Russell Wilson. Broncos done. They were done when Sean Payton got hired as the head coach. He didn't want him. Ended up benching him at the end of the year. Jared Stidham, you know, putting him in. But you are going to eat $85 million in dead money. $39 million this year by releasing him. Damn, they didn't want him that bad? Going to let him up for $85 million? Going to pay the man $85 million to not play for you? Largest dead cap in NFL history. And I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of this when the dollar amounts start getting guaranteed. It's why the NFL hasn't really adapted to that NBA or MLB, you know, money, million. I mean, the NFL is just going to keep going up in millions and millions and millions of dollars. They're going to start getting into that baseball, basketball territory here very soon. If they're not, they kind of already are. Look at Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns are going to pay that man $60-plus million in the next 3 years per year. He has to be the starting quarterback because you don't want to eat that. So let's get into this Russell Wilson thing. Was it the worst trade in NFL history? Maybe like the second. Because that Herschel Walker trade that the Cowboys made with the Vikings, and the Cowboys got all those Hall of Famers back. I think it was Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson, Russell Maryland, you know, a few Kevin Smith. They got like some, if I remember like correctly off the top of my head, they got those guys And Jimmy Johnson was able to flip picks into picks and get other people as well. But one of the all-time leading rusher they got in that deal. And Emmitt Smith, what a great trade, right? Herschel Walker didn't end up playing for a couple more years there in Minnesota. And like that was it. His career was over. And Emmitt Smith goes on to be the all-time rushing leader. So that's probably the worst trade in NFL history. But this Russell Wilson trade, trading all these draft picks and three players and first rounders and that. And then he had 2 years left on his deal when you traded for him, but you signed him to the extension anyway. Giving up all that compensation, why didn't you just let the contract play out at least for 1 year? Then with the 1 year left on the deal, evaluate it. But man, you signed him to that $240+ million extension. That's why it kind of makes it up there. That's why I say that it really is the second worst trade in NFL history. It's going to go down as. Broncos have not been able to really get a quarterback since John Elway. Honestly, but I know they brought in Peyton Manning. That was the best. That was the only guy. Got him a Super Bowl. Now, got him a Super Bowl. That was the only way they moved and got an actual decent quarterback since John Elway. They haven't been able to do it one time since John Elway retired. Denver Broncos, this missed. Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, Brian Greasy, Bobby Blister. There's a whole bunch of quarterbacks that just, you know, this didn't pan out at all. There's many more. Don't want to name them. Drew Locke, another recent one. You know, it's this organization. I'm not going to blame it all on Russell, but he was just doomed from the start. And anybody is saying, oh, he had a good year last year, though. But he had a good year. 26 TDs, 8 picks, great touchdown interception ratio. But only averaged, 6.9 air yards per game? Lowest of his career? Check down Russ. He was just checking it down. He's not running as much anymore. He's a little bit older. I blame them both. Really? But this organization, for what they did, that's just horrible management, horrible ownership, horrible everything. Now, they got new ownership and all that right now. But then, it's one of the worst moves in NFL history. And there's no really other way around it. Horrible. Talk about horrible. I mean, now they're cutting Simmons their best safety because they got to get under the, you know, clear some room. It's been an all pro for them. You know, it's just, they're screwed. That move literally has set them, it's going to set them back. Sean Payton, who, you know, coached in New Orleans for all those years with Drew Brees. How are you going to change this around? Right? This defense was very good 2 years ago. Last year, it stunk. Cortland Sutton thought it was going to be a pretty good wide receiver. All of a sudden, this Jerry Jeudy as well disappears. Like, I mean, it's just, what are you going to do now? And Russell Wilson side, it's like, do you have anything left in the tank? I don't think he does. I don't think he wants to. He, like, the last 9 years in Seattle didn't amount to much. Pete Carroll got rid of him for a reason a couple years ago. Fleeced the Denver Broncos for this trade. His career, why, he could be a manageable quarterback probably still in the league. Rumors. He met with the Giants yesterday. He met with the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Like, if he gets the job, he gets the job. But, and he's going to be signing for like the minimum because the Broncos are going to be playing or paying the bulk of that salary. So, a team can get him for almost nothing. So then you look at that. Oh, you get somebody to play quarterback up for us, but it's like $1 million or $2 million a year. Like, what? That's unheard of now in today's QB market. But do you really want him on your team? Like, where is he going to go? I don't want him. I wouldn't want him. because of the saga that he brings with himself. It just seems like he wants to play but doesn't want to play. I don't know. That's the vibe I've gotten from him. Even the last few years in Seattle, I got the same thing. Like, you had the weapons in Tyler Lockett and a young, they're all young, DK Metcalf. You brought in some people and it was like, what's wrong with you? You should be putting up numbers. You should be winning games. You should be going to the playoffs, winning playoff games, you know, competing. Remember when he first got to Denver, I was like, you know what? They got Courtland Sutton, got Jerry Jeudy. They drafted a young kid out of North Carolina to play a running back. And it was just like Javonte Williams. And, you know, I was like, man, you know, this team could go somewhere. This, they were talking playoffs. They were talking about maybe, you know, challenge Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. And look what happened. You're paying this man $85 million to leave. It's kind of embarrassing. On both sides, it's embarrassing by Russell Wilson's play because the numbers lie. The stats, that touchdown interception ratio, that's a big fat lie, man. He was too afraid to throw the ball. He only took chances every once in a while. He just checked it down, called a day. If you watch this offense the last 2 years, it was so embarrassing. You just couldn't. You cringed your eyes. Like, you wanted to close them. You were just like, it was just unbelievable to watch. Like, it was so bad. What's going to change if he goes to Pittsburgh and he struggled? Like, I don't like that matchup. I don't like that fit to go with Mike Tomlin. I don't like it at all. What are the Giants going to offer him? Why is he visiting the Giants? That may be his only job. Compete, you know, we don't know the status of Daniel Jones, you know, his health. You know, it's been kind of scary, especially last year. He's had a lot of back injury, neck injuries. He's, you know, everything. He's just getting annihilated behind that offensive line. Russell Wilson couldn't do anything behind the Denver Broncos offensive line, which wasn't that great. What are you going to do behind the Giants? Couldn't run the ball. Saquon Barkley kept getting hit in the backfield and still, you know, he had struggled putting up numbers. But they were like, Tommy DeVito played kind of well in that system in a way, right? The Giants quarterback last year. So it's like, you think maybe under Brian Daboll that he can kind of manage it, whatnot, but they don't have the fit and the skill positions, I believe, to make it work for us. So I'm not understanding that. Would you sign Russell? I wouldn't. I think he can manage a team. Maybe be a bridge quarterback for a young rookie quarterback coming into the league. But that's about it. Can he still start? Yeah, probably. Is he going to win you a lot of games? No. Is he still going to have, probably play the next couple years? Probably. But all in honesty, he's not the same as he was those first few years in Seattle. And he hasn't been for quite some time. So some big decisions these teams are going to make, especially once the free agency period, you know, starts rolling around. Of course, we know we're going to figure out where Justin Fields may go. The Bears going to keep him or what? What are they going to do with that number one pick? Kirk Cousins is being rumored to Atlanta. So Atlanta will fill their void one way or another, and it's not going to be Russ. Where is there a fit? Because all these other teams, they're sitting at the top of the draft for a reason. They're going to take a quarterback. Bears, Commanders, Patriots. You know, so there really isn't a spot for him unless he comes in, like I said, and he's a bridge quarterback for maybe a young guy, you know, the teammate draft later. That's not picking in the top three. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think he needs to look himself in the mirror. Like, I know he still wants to start, still has that ego. He wants to win. He wants to go to a winning team, have a chance at a Super Bowl. But, man, Russ, I think it may be over for you, man. I'm sorry, but I think it may be over. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Now, next week, we're going to have a little free agency special because free agency is going to kick off next Wednesday. So be on the lookout for the episode. We're going to do a little free agency special come next week, you know. But thank you all for joining me. You're on Sports Talk from the Crib with your favorite sports host, Tanner Christian. Remember, new episodes are aired every Tuesday and Friday. And it's available on all streaming platforms, as well on the website at sportstalkfromthecrib.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Feely Heat Entertainment. That's Feely Heat ENT. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and X. Thanks for joining me again. Y'all enjoy your weekend. Sports Talk from the Crib. I'm out.